News from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival.
Hello and welcome to News from the Bunker, brought to you by TuckerSurvival.com. Well, today's episode of News of the Bunker is going to be a little different. Earlier, I was trying to get ready for the show and looking for news articles to discuss, and quite frankly, it became a little bit depressing. There's a lot of bad news going on right now, and I'm kind of thinking just talking more about it probably is not the best use of my time or using this channel to its full potential. So I did a lot of thought, thinking about things, and I think it's time to kind of change the format of this show. It's still going to be News from the Bunker, but I no longer want to give any lip service to the likes of Black Lives Matter or Antifa or any of these other anarchy groups that are just tearing down our country. You know, I don't support that. I went to the Black Lives Matter website, and it's nothing but Marxism and racism. You know, there's no other way to look at it. It's not what they want you to think it is. So when you begin to look at these websites, you start to see what they're really about. And what they're not selling anything except destruction and anarchy. You know, this is not good for the people. And I just don't want to cover that anymore. You know, it's not productive. So I thought, well, what can I talk about? There's a lot of bad news out there. You know, there's some good news. And I thought, well, you know, there are red-blooded American patriots that are trying to make a difference in this country to save it from total anarchy and Marxism and socialism. And also around the world, there's also people in other countries, such as Germany, that are standing up and pushing back against this tyranny. And I've decided that those are the people that I need to be doing stories on. I want to get into more where I'm really producing my own stories and finding those stories of hope. Even though they might be talking about tragic events, tragic things happening, there's a hope there. Because if we don't start standing up and pushing back, we have no hope. And all we have is the anarchy that these groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa are selling. They're gearing up. They're getting more and more violent. You know, and it's time to really change our mindsets as patriots, whether it's in America, Germany, Italy, Brazil, wherever. Those people that are standing up and are saying, no, we don't want this. We don't want to live like this. And it's a real mindset that has to be taking place as we continue to fight this battle. Because I'm afraid it's only going to get worse until it gets better. And it's going to be hard fought. So these are the things I'm choosing to put my mind power into. These are the things that inspire me. Because I got to be honest, I wasn't very inspired as I'm looking for stories. You know, more bankruptcies and, you know, more violence and looting. You know, so if that doesn't somehow serve a more positive story, I really don't want to discuss it anymore. Because if you can't see that by now, as a citizen of this country, that things are really messed up and you're just sitting in your little bubble of denial, I don't want to talk to you people anyway, because you're hopeless until you wake up and start to see that, like, you know, our freedoms are at stake here. This could be the last hoo-ha for America. You're not the people I need to spend my time. I'm not going to spend time trying to convince you. I'm looking for people that do see it and are looking for some hope, some direction, connection with other people. That's been the biggest challenge, I think, during all of this insanity of this lockdown. The virus is real. This pandemic is nothing but a hoax. You've got to see it as that. And they're trying to divide and conquer us. They're trying to isolate us. They're trying to put us behind masks so we don't feel connected to anyone. I mean, I was looking at the Geneva Convention about how you're not supposed to deal with prisoners of war, and most of the items you're not supposed to be doing are being done. And it's sickening. You know, I just saw an article where the scientists are saying that this COVID is potentially worse than the 1918 Spanish flu. And that is an absolute lie. If you see last episode number 9, we had Ron Jones in the studio And we did over an hour of him talking about the research that he had found all about the 1918 Spanish flu. And I'm telling you, people, what we see now is not even close to what was going on then. So these scientists saying this and citing the CDC, which also had worked on this massive database of the real information, these people are lying. It's out and out lying. And we're seeing it all over in the news. There's censorship. You know, it's like living in China. We're seeing open censorship now. So there is no more waiting to see what's going to happen. We're in the battle right now. And I serve, you know, the patriots of this country much better, I believe, if I'm doing stories that relate to them about other patriots that are standing up, like the gym owners, you know, back east that are standing up, even when they got their business license taken away from them, they said they're still going to open up. Those are the people I want to start covering in my stories, because that's a story of hope. Even though they're talking about some hard issues, those are the people that need support. BLM and Antifa, screw them. You know, they don't need any more attention. That's part of the problem. I wish the news would stop covering it because they feed on it. They're like arsonists. And they do not have a message of hope. I don't care what they say. All they're selling is destruction. And you know what? That ain't cool. I'm not buying it. I don't buy any of these companies that are buying into it. You know, because I don't think any of them have gone to the BLM website and read what these people stand for. And if they do, I got a real problem with that. Because that means they're into Marxism and destroying the nuclear family of America and racism. You know, if you're going to keep pointing out people's race, it is racism. You know, we're watching things happen now that were happening in the 60s, and it was very wrong, they said. Do Black Lives Matter? Absolutely they do. Is there corruption in the police departments? Absolutely. But you don't defund the police and get rid of everything. You need to go fix the problems. You know, you need better community outreach. I think a lot of the Black communities don't feel that connection. You know, they need that. You know, they have challenges. They have poverty. They have things that they need help with. You know, that's hopeful. I remember when there used to be groups that would go in and clean up those neighborhoods with the people that lived there. And they had a real sense of pride, you know, going into the ghettos and helping them clean up and plant flowers. And, you know, that's what we need to be doing, because this is a generational problem. And you're not going to fix it by burning down buildings and, you know, spouting platitudes, you know, and chanting. That isn't going to fix anything. All that's going to do is piss off people. And from a marketing standpoint, you're oversaturating your market, and then nobody cares anymore. Because, you know, standing outside and screaming at people to wake up in their house at, you know, midnight, that's not selling your, you know, whatever it is you're about very well at all. Going into neighborhoods and helping, you know, clean up and put things in order and help out those in need, that makes a huge difference. You know, these are the things that need to be happening. So another way we need to push back, you know, don't just jump on the boat. So these are the things I want to start concentrating on right here at News from the Bunker. And I think it's going to help my attitude more. To look for those positive stories of people that are really standing up. Because, you know, when you got to stand up like that and push back against tyranny, you find out what you're made of. You know, you find out just how far you can go and what you believe in. It pushes your belief. It pushes you out of your comfort zone. Those gym owners, you know, it's far outside their comfort zone. They just want to help people. And the thousands of people that have come through the doors during all of this, they said not one of them's tested positive. They've been doing all the right things, doing the temperature checks, cleaning the gym, you know. And yet these violent protests can go on. And even when you ask people like Fauci about them, they just hem-haw around. You know, that's an agenda. It's like, no, you know, you can't be doing that stuff. And there's a lot of political games being played on both sides of the aisle. So these are the things you need to just pull back, start looking for some people that are trying to make a difference. I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. You know, if they're making a positive difference that has nothing to do with burning buildings and spray painting and beating people up and threatening them in their cars with guns, This is the stuff that's happening. It's getting worse and worse and worse. You know, when you study Marxism, this is how it happens. They take groups and they pit them against each other. So when you see all these specialized groups coming up now, you're starting to see that. You know, it's like it's segregation. You know, you don't want to be labeling everybody and putting them into groups. That it gives more power to the Marxists that are trying to take over to pit those groups against each other. You know, the best example of that I can think of for inclusion is going to a sporting event or a rock concert or something like that, where you have all these different types of people there for the music, for the game. You know, they're all sitting together. It's not like one group sits here and one group sits over there and another group sits over here. That's inclusion. You know, it doesn't matter what groups you're in. You're just there to enjoy whatever it is you're going to see. But when you start putting everybody in these groups, especially based by race, I mean, it just, you'll never get over that. You're always going to have, hatred and looking at differences. It's just not constructive. So anyway, that's just something I wanted to share because I just, you know, like I say, I was trying to get the show going and the computer's acting up and, you know, and it's like, you know, something's kind of telling me that maybe I need to just kind of change directions on this and maybe I just need to kind of talk about that. So with that, I would like to thank you for joining in to News from the Bunker, brought to you by Tucker Survival. And you can go to tuckersurvival.com and you can find our blogs and you can find our podcasts and other things. We're starting to do some reviews and talking about gardening and raising chickens, all kinds of stuff like that. So it's a work in progress. You know, it takes a lot of time to come up with the content and update the websites and put the podcast together and these shows like News from the Bunker. So again, tuckersurvival.com. And go there and check it out. And you can check out our videos too and like them. Join up. Get us on Twitter. So again, I want to thank you very much for showing up for today's News from the Bunker. And until next time, you stay safe out there. Try to make a positive difference in this world. And we will see you next time.
News from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival and is produced by MBJ Media Services.